Hi, this is a dictation for Terrence William, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E, T like Tom, E-R-T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E, Hales, H-A-L-E-S, date of birth is 5/8/28. Oh, sorry, date of birth is 9/27/1989, date of accident is 5/28/2025. The patient reported that he was rear-ended while he was traveling as a restaurant driver on this day, and the impact has caused him initially pain in the lower back, mid back, and neck area, rooting to the left and right groin. The pains were initially 10. No headache or TBI symptoms were resulted. Some issue with the sleep. Patient has continued on the physical therapy. He has done 2 epidural injections based on the MRI findings. 2 more injections are due, and when they are done, he'll be getting some epidural injection for the surgical region. Involvement of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 disc is present. The patient. It's improving. He reports that his pain level is around 8 on the neck area, lower back is 9, and ADLs are affected 8. 70% release is reported by the patient with these injections. Please review the records for the ADL. Please give me the record for system review, additional issues, as well as substance abuse and a compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 125/103, pulse 91, pulse ox is 99%. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit dated 9/6/2025. Dictation number is 0907-004. The plan is to provide all the medications that are due for him, and they include the following. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effects. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation as effects. 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain. L-level 50 mg at night for sleep. GAD disorder Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain. And lidocaine for topical pain relief. Patient was allowed 7.5 milligram narco to continue with the further help. That was given on 9/20, so it is a little too early for him to be given, and so it is on hold until he comes back in next week. Thank you.